To Pop Tarts and Pajamas. I'm so glad that you tuned in this morning, and we have a very exciting message this morning. And I just kind of want to go over what we've been learning these past few Sundays in the I Am series. We've been looking at who Jesus says that he is. And first, we saw that Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and we learned about that. Then we heard that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." So we heard that last week. And this week, I would like to tell you a story about how Jesus calls himself the bread of life. He says, "I am the bread of life." Now, I want you to think, have you ever been hungry? Well, of course you've been hungry. But have you ever been super hungry? I'm talking like, you haven't eaten all day long, and you are almost starving. I'm sure none of us really know what starving feels like because we live in a wonderful country of America. But have you ever been so hungry that your stomach hurt? Well, of course, we've all been really, really hungry. And we know that our physical hunger is what God gave us. God made our bodies with a physical hunger. And if we don't eat, we're going to starve, and eventually we'll die. Well, just like God made our physical bodies to have hunger, he made our spiritual bodies, our spiritual selves, to have hunger as well. Our spirit hungers after God. He made us that way. Well, I want to tell you about a story when Jesus uses physical hunger to teach about our spiritual hunger. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to get to teach this story about how you call yourself the bread of life. Lord, I ask that you would help me right now to give me the words to say, and I pray that these boys and girls would sit up nice and tall and listen to your word, and I pray that you would speak to their hearts, Lord. We love you. Teach us what you would have us to know from your word. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, if you have your Bibles, if you don't, you may run and go get those. But I would like for you to turn to John 6. John 6. And I want us to look at the special story today. It's found in verse 1. And it says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee," which is the Sea of Tiberias. "And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up unto a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples." So we see that crowds are gathering. And this particular time, there was something called the Passover. So crowds of people were gathering in Jerusalem because of this special celebration. Many people had heard about a man who could do miracles. Can you imagine? He was making the blind to see, and all sorts of amazing things that no one had ever seen before. Do you know who this was? Who was this man doing these miracles? Yes, Jesus. It was Jesus, and people were coming to see him. Jesus and his disciples were so tired because they had been walking and talking to people all day, and they really just needed some rest. So Jesus told them, come with me. And they went up across the Sea of the Galilee and to a mountain to find some rest. Well, do you think those people stayed behind? No, they followed Jesus and his disciples. So here Jesus and the disciples went, and here all this crowd of people went following after them. Do you think Jesus was angry? He could have shooed them away. Shoo, we need some rest. Get away from us. But is that what Jesus did? No, he didn't. Let's look here at Mark 6:34, it says, "And Jesus went, when he came out, saw much people, and he was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." So we see that Jesus didn't shoo them away. He wasn't mean to them. He saw them in a very special way, and that was like a sheep without a shepherd. You know, sheep are pretty silly animals. The Bible calls us like sheep because we can be pretty silly sometimes. And Jesus saw them as sheep just without a shepherd. They were lost. you know, we're lost without Jesus. And that's how he saw them. He was moved with compassion. So let's look at John 3:16. The very beginning of that verse says, "For God so loved the world." Do you think the world means everyone? It sure does. That means everyone in the world, even these people that kept following after Jesus, even though he needed rest, he still loved them so much. They just wanted to see his miracles. But Jesus was about to teach them a wonderful lesson about himself. Let's keep looking in Mark here. Mark 6:35. Mark 6:35 says, "And when the day was now far spent," that means it was getting late, "his disciples came unto him and said, 'This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country road about and into the villages and buy themselves some bread, for they have nothing to eat.' He answered and said unto them, 'Give ye them to eat.' And they say unto him, 'Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?'" That would be a lot of money for all these people. So we see it was getting late, and the day was, it was a long day. And not only were these people super physically hungry because it was dinner time, they were spiritually hungry too. They just didn't know it. They didn't know that they needed their spirit filled just like they needed their bellies filled. Did you know that these people were born sinners just like you? And just like me, let's look at this verse. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." We were born this way because of what happened in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. Sin entered into the world. And so everyone after that were born sinners. Sin, if you don't already know, is going against God and his perfect way. Because we're all born that way, sinners, we go against God, and our sin separates us from God. So that tells us we all have a spiritual hunger. We all need to be filled with the bread of life. Because of sin, you and I, unfortunately, we try to fill our lives with things that are not of God. But boys and girls, nothing will satisfy our spiritual hunger because we were made to have a relationship with God. Nothing of this world will satisfy that spiritual hunger. Let me teach you a special phrase. I have a special phrase here, and I want you to help me. Can you help me? It says, "Only Jesus satisfies." Now, I want you to shout it at home. Can you do that for me? All right, when I say go, I want you to shout, "Only Jesus satisfies." But when you do, I need your help with something. I want you to point to Jesus, "Only Jesus." And then when we say satisfies, I want you to give two thumbs up. Okay? Can you do it? All right, you ready? Here we go. Go. "Only Jesus satisfies." One more time. Ready? "Only Jesus satisfies." All right, good job. So, here we have all these people, the day is getting late, and they are starving. They are so hungry. But what? How are we going to feed them, the disciples are thinking. What are we going to do? Well, let's look at John 6:8. It says, "There's a lad here," the disciple said, "which has 5 barley loaves," those are loaves of bread, "and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now, there was as much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. So we see Jesus ask his disciples to feed the people. And there was nowhere to buy that much food for these people. The disciples must have been thinking, "Oh, what does he mean, feed all these people? This was impossible." Jesus was asking his disciples to feed these people, and he knew it was impossible. Why do you think Jesus would ask them such a thing? Because Jesus wanted to teach them something. Jesus wanted to teach his disciples to trust him. Now look at this slide. There were over 5,000 hungry people here. This is what 5,000 people looks like. Isn't that a lot of people? Can you imagine these disciples? They're thinking, there's no way. There is no way we can feed these many people. But like I said, Jesus had a plan, and he wanted his disciples to learn to trust him. So Jesus took the bread from this little boy. He brought his lunch, and he offered his lunch, and he had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. Jesus took that bread, and he took that fish, and he thanked God above. He thanked the Lord for that bread, and you know what he did? He started breaking it into pieces. He started breaking it into pieces, and the 12 disciples, he handed it to them. And he instructed them, give it to the people. So the 12 disciples then gave the bread and the fish to the people seated on the ground. But wait, something amazing was happening. There was so much food. There was as much food when the disciples first took it from Jesus' hand. No matter how much food they were taking, they just kept getting more. Something amazing. This was a miracle. This is something only Jesus could do. So we see Jesus had performed a miracle. He had made enough food for all these people, 5,000 people. There was actually more than that, more than 5,000. And not only did these people eat, they got full. Their bellies were full. And the Bible tells us, Jesus told his disciples, gather up the broken pieces of food that are left so nothing is wasted. And guess what, boys and girls? Take a look. The disciples gathered 12 baskets full after everyone had eaten. Isn't that amazing? Now, they only started with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That is amazing. Jesus did that. So the people began to talk. They had never seen anything like this before. They began to talk among themselves. Some believed that Jesus was the prophet that God promised to send into the world. They wanted to make him king. They wanted to make him their king because of these miracles that they saw. They thought it would be pretty wonderful to be fed by all God's miracles, all Jesus' miracles. But you know, Jesus came to earth for a much greater purpose. He came to satisfy their spiritual hunger. He came so that they could know God and have their sins forgiven. Only Jesus can satisfy the hunger everyone has to know God. So here's our slide again, our special phrase. Say it with me. Only Jesus satisfies. Good job. Not everyone knows that they are hungry for a relationship with God. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you don't realize that there's a hunger, a spiritual hunger within you that needs to be satisfied. Just like these people, they had no idea. But if you're like that, it's okay, because God wants you to learn today why Jesus came to earth. He came to earth to satisfy that deep hunger to know God. Jesus knew the people wanted to make him king. But before they tried to force him to be king, he walked away up on the hillside to be alone. I wonder what he did there. I wonder if he asked God. I wonder if he talked to God about what he was about to do. I wonder if he asked for God's help to teach these people. Early the next morning, the people were hungry again, and they came looking for Jesus. They were looking. They wanted to be fed again. They wanted that miracle again. So they went over to Capernaum, because they couldn't find him at the Sea of Galilee. So they went over to Capernaum, the next city over, and they asked, when did you come here? And the Bible says, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves of bread and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, which goes away, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. He already knew their thoughts. He already knew that they wanted to make him king, and they were just coming because they were hungry again. He told them, he knew that they wanted more bread, but the bread that they would eat would only last a little while. Then they would be hungry again. The true bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. who was he talking about? Who is this person that comes down from heaven and gives light to the world? Himself. Yes, he was talking about Jesus himself. He used bread as a picture for what they really needed. They needed him. He was telling them, I am the bread of life. I am he. They had a spiritual hunger, and they needed to fill it with the true bread of life, which was Jesus Christ. But boys and girls, what happens next is so sad. The people turned away. Many people did not believe what Jesus had to say. They didn't believe that he was the one who could save them from their sin and satisfy their hunger in their hearts to know God. They decided not to follow him anymore. Isn't that so sad? You see, about a year later, after this story took place, Jesus, God's perfect son, died, and he died on a cross. No one made him do that. Jesus loved you, and he loved me so much that he was willing to die. He gave himself for you and for me so that he could have a relationship with us. He was nailed to a wooden cross and beaten. The Bible tells us that his shed blood made a way for our sin to be forgiven forever. Jesus died on the cross and was buried and came alive on the third day. Today he lives in heaven with God the Father. And because of what Jesus did on the cross so long ago, you can have a relationship with him. I can have a relationship with him. We know that, one more time, only Jesus satisfies. Only Jesus satisfies. So the people didn't believe Jesus was who he said he was. But what about you? What about you? Do you believe Jesus is God's son who came to satisfy your hunger? Do you believe that he is the true bread of life? John 3:16, I'm sure you've probably heard this verse before. It says, for God so loved the world, you can put your name there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, again, you can insert your name in the whosoever, believeth in him should not perish, which means die, but have everlasting life. To have that everlasting life and be forgiven from your sin, you must believe Jesus died on the cross for your sin. And you must trust he is the only way to heaven and that he is the only thing that could take your punishment for sin. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, God says we're no longer separated from him. You have everlasting life, and you now have a relationship with Jesus. He wanted that so badly, he was willing to die for you. So think about that, boys and girls. Jesus is the bread of life, and he came to satisfy your need to be forgiven. You can do that anytime. You can bow your head and talk to God and tell him you want to be forgiven and that you are trusting him as your Savior. You can tell Jesus you trust him. If you do, please tell someone that you've done that, your mom or your dad, maybe your pastor, or someone in your family, and I'm sure they will be very happy that you did that. Now, if you've already trusted Jesus as your Savior, are you spending time with him? Are you talking to him just like you would a friend? If you never talked to your friend, they wouldn't really be your friend, would they? Are you spending time with Jesus? Are you taking time to read his word and to have maybe like a family devotion or choosing to love others like he would love them? Ask yourself that question. If you're not, I want to encourage you to do those things. We can talk to Jesus anytime, anywhere, and he wants to hear from you and spend time with you. So just like we eat food every day, because we have to eat food every day, right? Several times a day. We should be feeding our spirit every day as well. Now, in conclusion, let's talk about who does Jesus say he is. Remember from the weeks prior, he says, I am the good shepherd. So we learned about that. I am the good shepherd. We learned that I am the light of the world. That's what Jesus says. And lastly today, we learned about how he said, I am the bread of life. So boys and girls, I want to encourage you, fill your life with the bread of life. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, I thank you so much for this special message that you've given us about feeding the 5,000. Thank you for using bread as a picture of our spiritual hunger for you, God. And I just ask that these boys and girls, if they're not saved, if they've never trusted you as their Savior, I pray that today would be the day of salvation for them. And if they are saved, God, I pray that they would spend more time with you, more time in prayer, more time in your word, learning about you. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you. In your name I pray, amen. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining in.